sing and advice in history. So we find Tikkun HaMikvah from the Baal HaTanya. Does anybody know that Tikkun HaMikvah from the Baal HaTanya? In Hilchos Nida, the Shulchan Aruch of Baal HaTanya? Yeah, anyways, he writes there how to build a mikveh. A hot water mikveh is the first mikveh made heated. And he writes to make a mikveh out of wood and to put it inside the be'er. The custom in those days, they dug a well, yeah, and inside the well, they had to go down 100 feet, 500 feet, 50 feet, depending in each place, with how much they had to go down. That was the mikveh. There's a mikveh in Germany like that. You have to go down 3 flights. It's still there to today. I think in Magansetz, I don't remember exactly which city. But that was the custom of the mikveh in those days. Now, it's true that it's very hard to get well water. So they used to dig boiters and come to make shamim. The mekshamim would fill up the hole, and that was a mikveh. There are a few mikvahs in Mei Mayon. It's except in Mayim Shiloach. There's a mikveh Mei Mayon in the Arizal's mikveh in Tzfas. There's a mikveh made out of a mayon in the entrance of Yerushalayim. There's all the destruction of a shul. And outside of that, there's a mayon filling up a mikveh. There's no name to it. There's, I would say, about 50, 60 meters off Kvish Achad. There's the mikveh. What? No, it's going out of Yerushalayim, going on the highway to Tel Aviv. And there's Atik, Bet Knesset Atik, something like that. And you drive to the right is the shul, and to the left is the mikveh. Yeah, if you get on Google Maps, I can show you. Yeah? And so this is a history of seeing a main mine. Main mine is not common, because the water does not come out of the ground by itself. You dig a hole, the water is down there, you can toivel down there. So in Israel, to find water of a be'er, we're talking about digging 3,000 feet. And so this is, it's not...
it's a big ladder.
Yeah. So the in Lubavitch, the mikveh was built in the times of the Mittler Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe came to Lubavitch. They built the mikveh of the Alter Rebbe. We're talking about 300 years ago. The mikveh was built of Mei Be'er. They put in a well. It was dug in. It was right next to a river, so they didn't have to dig very deep to find water. And inside this well, they put in a wooden box. Inside, right next to the wooden box, was a samovar. You know what a samovar is? It's a hot water tank that goes on coals. Yeah. And before a person would go to Tevel, they'd open up the faucet, and boiling water would be coming rushing into the mikveh. And that will make the mikveh more or less warm, that you could travel in comfortable. That was the mikveh in Lubavitch. The night we had in that time, there was the Beis Yitzchok wrote druk mikveh. Anybody hear about druk mikveh? This was already in the time, I would say.
Can I ask a question? In the Alter Rebbe's mikveh, how is it connected?
There was no connection. There's no shvesh.
It was underneath.
It was inside the well.
And saying it was under.
And the water. No, the water of the well filled up the box.
Oh, filled up. Okay.
Yeah, the box is full with mei be'er. And the box is not a keli. We can have only a whole shear only on that, and the Olam did not prepare to learn that. So I don't want to give a shear on that. if you want to learn the whole thing, there's today there's a big new fashion about mikveh malchus. If everybody heard about it, he's making mikvahs out of plastic, and one day he builds a mikveh. Everybody heard about that? Or some people are buying tubs, making holes in them, and making kavu bakarka, based on Sif Zayin of the Beis Yosef. If anybody wants to go into that subject, the Alter Rebbe writes on that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he argues on the Beis Yosef, and Tzemach Tzedek answers that he doesn't argue on the Beis Yosef, and he says that what Beis Yosef said, that it's kosher for Tevilah and Sif Zayin, I think it's Sif Zayin, he says, how is it kosher? He says, it's kosher that the mind is not shuvim, but it's not kosher to talk about. And that would bring a big shaila on the mikveh malchus, because that's his line how to build the mikveh. Even though he's a scholar from a lot of rabbanim, but... I mean, this is a different subject. You guys are not in the subject. You're not in there. We'll leave it alone. So we're going back to history, how mikvahs were built 1,000 years ago, how they were built 500 years ago. So there's the mikveh. The Bala Tanya was the first mikveh to get a heated mikveh. And the advantage of the heated mikveh was a wooden box, because if you throw hot water into a well, within 15 seconds, all the hot water disappears. Does anybody know science of a well, how it works? You don't only have the pool that you're inside the well. That is connected with a huge pool underground. So the hot water you put in there is bottled by Elif in a minute. A minute, I would say, is not true. 30 seconds or 10 seconds. So it's impossible to heat it. So that's why you put in the wooden box. The wooden box was to contain the hot water, so at least for an hour it'll stay hot, so you can tell. Because in Russia we have 30 below zero temperature throughout the winter. It's not a big difference in 30 below between Celsius and Fahrenheit, so it's the same thing. For Miami weather, it's abgefreckt, yeah? So to toivel in a cold mikveh, to break the ice on the top, and toivel into a mikveh that's 10 below zero, or Fahrenheit, I would say 10 degrees Fahrenheit, is mamish mesias nefesh. So that's why he was masakin the hot mikveh, and he saw the mitzuka of the people, that the toivel was very, very hard to be toivel in the ice-cold weather. So it's masak in the hot mikveh. And today, the whole world took his takana, even though it's against the Beis Yosef. Yeah, everybody know the Beis Yosef about the hot mikveh? No? I think it's Siman Sif Ayin. Ein hey yes mi shoyse la hatel yoyre mele mei kham ta khmit vel kham ve khan la mal es mik ve mei kham la khavre na be shvar sanoit ja and the Rama says ve yes mi kilim u matil la hatel mik ve mei kham ke la kham mei me kam kham yes la hakhmer un la makam shna ve la hakel as ein nim khas be yadam kham tver ye motor that's the last sif mi shokhnar See if I inhale. So the Alter Rebbe went in straight against the Beis Yosef. Yeah, so even though he says Yesh Misha Aymer, in the Claudius, he says Yesh Misha Aymer. So that's Yochid. Yeah, but he doesn't bring anybody who argues on him. So that is that means he passes. Even though he holds that there's other deists, but he didn't see Yesh Emrim be Yesh Emrim. And he said only Yesh Misha Aymer, that means it's a Das Yechida. But he didn't bring the other deists, that means he's Machriya like that. So today the whole world took on the the Baal HaTanya against the Beis Yosef. And even here, the Ramah brings the other day, yeah? But he also paskins like the Beis Yosef. So he went against the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. And the reason is, Pashat, he rants. Because the Chulsha Doir, and people cannot tie them such ice cold water. And that's why he was misakin the hot mikvah.
What was the problem with that water?
What's the problem? Yeah. From what you learned the Torah and the Mishnah?
Which Mishnah?
No, okay, so based on the Mishnah in Yuma, on Tfilas Kain Gadol. I don't want to go into this. To learn the Shulchan Aruch and the Rav Yair and the teacher. Okay?
So before the Baal HaTanya, everybody was doing Talmud in Russia for hundreds of years in ice cold waters.
I'm sorry, not Russia. The whole Yiddish world. Yeah? He was Masakin, and he said that there's a din. Anybody know here halacha? Say there's a din that if somebody's watching her, mishum boishes, if he's in the public, she's not allowed to tayvah because she's yireya. If there's ganavim and different things, she shouldn't tayvah because she's afraid. If she's aymed adavam kabaltum, there's two shittas. If it's with this aymed adavatum, abushum pachad. So this is all these things that the chamra chayshish, the cold water, she's much more afraid the devil karoi than all the things that are mentioned in Kuf Tzadik Tes, I think it is, yeah? And all these things that the chamra menea. So therefore, it was masakin, the daf get to be makpid. To tovel in a mikveh of warm, that she should be comfortable, she shouldn't be mad as lidboy. And the world took on his takana. From then on, all the mikvahs are heated. It took a while till it spread out, but now, nowadays, I don't think you find a cold mikveh. There's straight make shamim filled up, or maybe be'er, or may mayon. Filled up and somebody toiling inside. And people are talking in the mikveh of the Arizal. I went in the ice cold mikveh of the Arizal, like, you know, that was the standard mikveh in those days.
So we're saying then the debut in the Beis Yitzchak.
So the Beis Yitzchak went into the Druk mikveh. The Druk mikveh works like this. He built a well, and the well was too deep for people to go down so low to toivel. And to go down 100 feet, so he made a cement cover on the well, so it should be tight. And he put up one pipe going into the well that'll go to a water tower. You guys know what a water tower is?
Don't know how it works,
but I think so. Okay. And when the water supply came into fashion, we're talking about 150 years ago, 200 years ago, there was in every city and every neighborhood a water tower, and there was a pump that filled up that tank on the water tower. From the water tower, there were going pipes distributing to everybody's sink, giving them water. My father tells me when he was a kid, he remembers when the sink came into his house, and in the whole apartment building, there was one sink for the whole floor of that floor. All the apartments on that floor shared one sink in the hallway. And that was the big engineering of the modern world that brought into Europe before the war, the sink, the flowing water. So that's not so long ago. We're talking about less than 200 years ago. But it started to come in already around 250 years ago started coming in the water supply. So they had a water tower that the water would come down. So they opened the valve from the water tower to go into the well. That pipe will go to the bottom of the well. So the well water would go up to the top of the, and would touch the concrete cover. And water would continue going up, and that will push off the well water, and that will go into a mikveh. So that will be a system to get the water of the well to go up and fill up the mikveh.
And what happens is they pump the well, and naturally it goes up.
What? The water tower fills up the well to the bottom of the well, so the water in the top of the well would go up, and we get pushed into the pipe to go up into the.
There's already 40 saw of mekshamim in the well.
No, in the well there's well water, not mekshamim.
Well water, but it's 40. It was mine.
Not okay, 40 mine. Saw. It was much more. They had, let's more. Say, I would say, a few hundred saw.
Okay, what's that?
And they would push in the water at the bottom of the well, so the water that will go up would be the well water, yeah. Not the water that came from the city, from the water tower, because the well would be in the matzav of schila. As a machlok is by siyosim v'ramah, if may be'er become possible with zeichel or not, because since the Oimdim Bishbayrin, and if the B'matz of Schila, if they're Metaher, so they want to calculate that the Mei Be'er is coming into the mikveh, and what's the city water coming in from the water tower is going to the bottom of the well. So that was the Druk mikveh. There was a lot of mikvahs made like that in Europe. It didn't have a great success. Then went into the mikveh that the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes that mikveh was made in Pressburg before his time. The Chassam Sofer was, I think, around 150 years ago, 180 years ago. So he writes in Tshuva Samsefer, this Tshuva brings down the Pischa Tshuva, brings the Tshuva Samsefer, Allah Sabah Shukhnarach. Oif Nasi is a mikveh Pressburg, a similar issue base. In a mikveh Tara Poiki Laseinu Shnasa Pichach Madoris, Men Masio, Men Maise. Yeah, my father told me a story. In the time of the Rebbe Rashab and the Chassam Sofer at that time, the Chassam Sofer was the time of the Rebbe Marash, and the time of the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek. So there was a big argument about mikveh make shaman. So somebody came over to Chassam Sofer, it's a story in the family. They came up with some sefer and said the mikveh from the from Pressburg is a mekshamim mikveh, and we have to be machmir. The mikveh was my mom is gegangen and is ich bin geboren geworden, wirst du basteln. Anyways, she writes like this: "Beis mikvayis muchim and nekuvim zelz zek shperes hanayit bel yoyna, ukeshemenakim ma'echad mehem mashlichim shuovim al chaveta, ad shetesmal anekev, umisham mashkel al chaveta shetetmal, mishuv menakim chaveta b'chayzim malay deyashniya kanal, veles man dechosh mashkosev shach." Zimmer is al seven kuvos you've gotten mem aleph and you've gotten a good yud beis. And that's if you're learning this some sefer, he's talking about mikvah shoker. He says, you had two bodies, one next to each other. You filled up one with mek shamim once in a lifetime. He's not choshish for the Ravid. And not Rabban Yeruchim. That's why he's mentioning the Shach. He filled it up once in a lifetime to make shaman. When it got dirty, you filled up the mikveh in the side with maim shuvim from the water system till it filled up to the ashake, it got level to the ashake. And then the dirty mikveh, you empty it out. When the new mikveh got dirty, you fill up the other mikveh, you fill it up again, you make a shaka to the other one, back and forth. Nasan saw and Natal saw in the off in the Surah Achimu Huderis. Yeah? There's another tshuva. That's Siman Resh Yud Beis. Often I see as mikvah they make sham. Va'aydis tikka mikvah bi'iroi. Less type in a lasses mikvah they make sham. Because you shall call on a belief pickbook, I this learn you shall teches me agagim. Use iron pipes from the roof. Ach samach le mikvah yasi tzino shal eitz chalok bifnim bishifoy shalo yeh bagumus shum ma'akevus mayim. You should let last three tfachim should be amshocha on a wooden pipe. Because metal pipe is a davar mekabel tume, it will be havia de tume, and so to take away havia de tume, hamshocha three tfachim, so he didn't write to bake a karka roi livloya, to use wood. Ve'imil shechar harba ad yemal lepnei tevo shelig gfor, yechal lemalis bekosef shelig v'kerach, v'achkach yufshar yeh mikve kosher. Matov, Miasi Schnech Firas, Mucha Zulazu, Mamachitza Penem Peruza La Milo, Mesamach Lal Yoino Shamachitza Boyf, Mishim Tia Achas Malayov, and Ismala Acheres, and the Pilzanal, as Loilam Layach Saramezek. Kimish Nismala Achman Behatera, they make Shoma Shele Canal, Ad Mamalim La Mikvik Shera Hamalea Zu Mine because of Bekanim. Mekirin shikshere b'mek shom shuv ein nevselo se damayim shuvim v'chol ma shishoyf chanetoy chanasa hak mikvah shikshere shesmale al kol gedoyteo tesmale gam chavito al depitsi shuvenem shetia gam ashni amalea azim yitzi in lakas achas vim yiriko amayim imenu v'yina kosev kach yishuv u mayim b'kotev lamlea ashe tesmale rekonis v'achas tesmale rekonis yiriko ashni v'yina kagamoytsu Merefeshitit, Vyasa Lishpa, because of Harishan, Smal Gamim, and the Machin Loyal, Machin Lesson Point, Mikva, Gdol, Loyal, Nirsar, Mazak, Mietz, Toiva, Vaguna, the Aim Boiler Pakvik. In other words, in English. Yeah? Says, first he writes in the Chuva to make one hole in the ground and fill it up with make Shemim with snow or ice. If you want to do Matoiv, make two holes in the ground, one right next to each other. You fill up one with meg shamim or with ice water with snow. And once it's full and you got dirty, you want to change the water, you add shuvim to the full mikveh, and that will bring it to overflow and to fill up the mikveh in the side. When the mikveh in the side is empty, it's full, we have a kosher mikveh. The make shaman mikveh, we're going to empty out and take off all the mud and all the dirt. Yeah, and when we want to fill, the other mikveh gets dirty. So to the new mikveh, we fill up city water and it'll overflow back and forth. And we'll have a kosher mikveh forever. That is a mikveh zriya. Both the mikveh zriya and the mikveh ashoka are both mentioned in Tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. And it's impossible for Nechsam Sefer to figure out which one is better. Looks like both are the same thing. What is important before we go on, Les man dechosh l'mashe kosev ashach. So I think it's very important to learn the shach. Beis Yosef says, Mikvah Sheyesh Barbaim, son, Sif Tesvov. And you want that everybody should get a Shulchan Aruch? What? You want to? I can wait 2 minutes and everybody gets a Shulchan Aruch.
If the Rav reads.
Mikvah Sheyesh Barbaim, Beis Yosef. To see if that's what Mikra Sheyesh Barbaim saw, Mayim Kolshu Yochalish of Koma Sheyitzel Litl Litoicha Vehenk Shevim. Yeah? Rapi Shin Rav Ma'ala Mayim Shevim Betoicha Vetechila. Ask the Shach and see if Kot Mem Aleph, Vim Hocha Oysa Mayim Shishlicha Bemayim Mikva Chaseira, Shaloi Beklum, Yesh Matirim, Kankin Litva Boy, Ad Kan Hashem. Yeah, Rabbein Yerucha. Bobe Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef brought this Rabbein Yerucha. Mashma the Yesh Orsin. Yes, I see. That's machlek ishnuya. This is a typical mikveh zriya. We filled up a mikveh. We added city water to the mikveh. And it overflows and filled up the mikveh. So the shach says it's a machlek ishnuya. Hukot toy da hachmer. Mia nira davke mikveh chasse shloi baklum. Av mikveh chasse koshu. Ashi yoysev nishnam chof alim sorry. Ain't no person mikvah the kulam, and the ruba mshach and kshedek, and come and see if mem davit. Yeah, so he says in the mikvah chasr, that's our case. Yesh lachm. And the see if cotton kuf yud beis. That's the other.
What was our case?
Because the other one's empty. You're being zaria into a full one, but you're saying
it's overflowing again.
It's going to
empty. Zaria is you have an empty mikveh, you have a full mikveh. The city water goes into the full mikveh,
right.
And overflows into the mikveh.
It's cool.
The mahol chay samayim is the zaria.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Beis Yosef says, "Habal the arav, the sif num base. Habal the arav mikveh apostle chaser." Mikveh kosher, lachshira, shnei achseirim, abol la'arvim, lachshirim, tzuch shiyin nikvah, shneim, rachim, kushferes, hanoid. Yeah, we'll skip the Ramah. V'la'acha, shneis arv, apostel, makosher, afil l'rega, nishel l'oylem, bachsher, afil l'nistem, anekev, achakach. Yeah, that is the Beis Yosef. And the machloik is the raiv, the ben Yeruchem, and Rosh, and the shittus of Beis Yosef, the shittus of Rosh, that it says that once as a shoke, it converts to become meg shamim, and even nifsik a shoke, it's la'elam bachshirim. Yeah? So the shachan siv katan yikuf yud beis. La'elam bachshirim. Yeah? Rabbein Yeruch nistapik a mefarshim in nishar ashov bachshirim. Kim shesasim nekev chayzel upsula ketchila. Mevi'a beit yasa v'dakamashu v'tarad la'achim l'katchila. He brings Rabbein Yeruchim. Rabbein Yeruchim and Raivet holding the same shit. Eh? In other words, the Machlokes is with the Rosh. And the Rosh says, Nasan Sov and Natal Sov is kosher. And that's the way the Beis Yosef paskens. And he says that the Mishnah of the Brice of Nasan Sov is talking with Mepedis, not with Mayim. And he says that Kim Shinizru Veshuko, the Rosh makes a chunk between Zri and the Shake, he brings them both together. And he says that Shake is Zri and Zri is a Shake in that Rosh. It's a very interesting Rosh to learn. And then they become Meg Shaman. The Mayim Shuvim becomes Meg Shaman, and even Nifseka Shake, you could be Mashik, other Shuvim making kosher. So according to the Rosh, the tshuva, the Chassam Sofer is perfect. You could take, once you made the shoke, you can take the make shomim out, make a shoke to this one that you made a shoke, and it's good forever. Thank you. So the Shach brings Rabbein Yeruchim, there argues in the Rosh, and goes according to Shittus HaRaivet. We don't know Rabbein Yeruchim agrees with the Raivet. The Rambam looks like the Rambam holds like Rabbein Yeruchim, it's not so clear, but definitely does not hold like the Raivet. And Rabbein Yeruchim is a question if he holds like the Raivet or not. could be also holds like the Rosh that's talking about May Peters, Nasasav and Atlasav. But it definitely argues on the Rosh that it says Nista Manekev is the Chayzel Psulay, Chayzel and Nia the Shulvi. So that's what the Chassam Sefer says, Less Man the Chosh Mashikosav Ashach. That's the Chassam Sefer. And that's the aside of the mikveh, Zri and Ashokem, that it's not invented by the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that before he came to Pressburg, that was the mikveh was already there. But the first one who writes it, and writes a bit in Mitzuda de Geufen, is the Chassam Sefer. The mikveh Chabad, that is Borag HaBoer, it's also in Shulchan Aruch. So right now I showed you in Shulchan Aruch the Mikveh Zriya and the Mikveh Shokem. Mikveh Zriya was a Sifta Svav. That if you added Mikveh, you added Maim Shulvim to a Mikveh, that water is kosher. Yeah, a Mikveh Shokem Sif Nun Beis. That if there was a Shokem to the Mikveh, it's kosher. Yeah, and the Mikveh Gabi Mikveh, I have to remember where it is. It's a Sif Nun Tes. Uka. Pirish Chafira Shibetoy HaMikve. Im Hoysa Karka Mavdelis Ben Irka Ben Uka Ben Mikve Briya V'Yichoyle Lamed Al Atzma Ein Matbil Mamayin Shem Uka Ash Yirmu Rav Mikve Shvar Sanoit Ven Yichoyle Lamed Al Atzma Fila Einim Rav Mechol Shum Matbil Mbe. Now, so here it's talking about there's a chafira tachas hamikveh, and the shayla, if it's a chibur, it's not a chibur. So he says, if the floor is weak, any yachayla lamed, even with a neck of mashu, it's a chibur. If it's a strong, it's b'shferes hanoid, it's a chibur. So here we have a clear mishneh and halach and shulchan aruch, that chibur, mamayla lamata, is a kosher chibur, it makes a shoken. That is the base of the mikveh agav mikveh. The Chazon Ish went very strong on mikveh zriya against mikveh shokem. The Chaim Noh, he took care of the mikveh in Yerushalayim. He was in charge of the mikveh in Yerushalayim. And even before the Chaim Noh came, the mikveh in Yerushalayim was a mikveh shokem. And the Chazon Ish was in Bnei Brak after the war he came. He wanted to change it to mikveh zriya. And there was writing letters and bashkvil and whatever you want from between both of them and other people that changed the mikveh to zriya.
The bottom ones are only hashak or they do zriya also? So they fill up the bottom part and then it go up?
In the middle of explaining it, and if I'm going to interrupt your question, people, I would lose the whole public. So he writes, the Chazon Ish wrote that he wants a mikveh in only Zriya, not a shoker. And Chaim Noh writes that he only wants a shoker, not Zriya. Yeah? The letters are, today we can find them in history, we can find these letters, these Pashkvilim, these things that the Chazon Ish he wrote in his forum. The Chaim Noh wrote in his forum. He has a whole Sefer Mikvah, Shurim Mikvah. In there is a whole chapter about this subject, Manichas. Then you have the Sefer Taras Maim. Did anybody see Sefer Taras Maim from Tlushkin? Nissen Tlushkin. It's a very important Sefer Mikvahs because he brings down Hilchos Mikvahs and he brings down modern Mikvahs. And he writes that he spoke to the Chazon Ish and he asked the Chazon Ish why is he against the Mikveh Hashoker because Sai Hashoker in Sai Zriya is a Mishnah. It's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. It's not an invented halacha. What is he against? So he says he came into a mikveh And there were worms and cockroaches and all kinds of things in the Bara Shaka. And the maintenance wanted to kill the bugs. So he put in gasoline into the Bara Shaka so it'll kill all the bugs. So what happened was, there was gasoline was more, and there was no shir mikvah by himself, because the whole bar slowly got filled up with kerosene or gasoline. And there was not left up by himself from Meg Sham. So like this, if you're going to fill, put the city water in the Bar Azriya, the kerosene is going to come. That's what he said.
Zriya is
what?
Mm-hmm. If you do zero, if you do zero, then what?
What's the problem?
You mean it's going to be a necker if it's like that?
If there's gasoline, it's going to show up because you're going
to. Oh,
it's a safety. It's not a lot.
Practical. You're not scared.
Also, you do it once. You do it less often. Right?
So the time of Chaim Noah on the mikveh of Zriya, why you want the Dafka Shokim, is on, based on the Beis Yosef. Gimel Sif Samach, I think it is. Yeah. Sif Samach. Gimel Gomu Shebenachal. There's three holes in Nachal. Nachal means a small stream. Going down a mountain. Hatachtoina valyoina shachov sa. Vemtsa ishamem sa. Veshetef shakshamim aiva betech Nachal. Afa shunichnu techen. Veyoitze metechen. Ein ze iru veein matbilen elben zoyms. Sheen an das Cholin ma'arvin elen ken ando. Yeah? That is Irub mikvois to be ma'arev, esrim sa, with arbaim sa, to be mashin the mikvois only if amdu. Yeah? So the question is, what would be with shu'uvim? If there'd be the shloisha mikvois, in Sif Nun Hei, Shloisha Mikvois, Yesh B'Shnayim Mem, B'Kol Echad Esen So Maim G'Shem, U'Bech Mem Esen So Maim Shu'uvim, V'Ein Nezeh B'Sad Zeh, In Ashov Mitzad, V'Yor De Shloisha V'Tov Luben, V'Ntech Kach Nismal, V'Yot Sosfos Nisar V'Yachad, Huch Shur Shloshtim, Kim Shepam Achas Ayim Chuborim V'Yachad Mem So Maim G'Shem, V'Ein Zin Shetov Luben Tahir, ואם השוב באמצע, שאין שני הקשרים יוכל לנסר אבל על ידוי ולהושר אז נשארו כמו שהיית חלוסי ואוייצן שטוב לו בהם לא ניתרו. אז הנה הסתכלנו בת שלושה בעירס שוב ותו מקשם. אני הסתכלנו only מקשם. So the question is, this case, if it'll be מים שאובים that's making the חיבור, if also make shuvim, he would say Eina Nischolim Ma'arvim. So that's the shaila of the Chaim Noah brought down. And he says, he only brought down by shuvim and atzad when amdu, not b'schila. What we did, if there be two gumais, one is shuvim and one is make shamim, and there's a schila passing through a machaber or some, that will be a chibur. And he says that he thinks that Eina Nischolim Ma'arvim. So he says when you open the faucet and water starts coming in city water to Beit HaTvila, and right away in the same minute you open the faucet, it's going out into Beit HaTvila, so the Beit is Matzah Chila. So Eina Nischolim Ma'arvim. And what is the din, what they're talking about, the Shulchan Aruch or the Chassam Sofer or the there's some sefer, the Shulchan Aruch, that is talking about that it's Koshim Hoch Amayim Memakim Acher. He says that after both buyers were full, this the hall of the Schira made a shoker. And then there was no Schira, and then it's Marev. And that's a tshuva of some sefer. That the hall is right next, the two buyers, one left to the other. He throws in the water into the Bayr Amale, and he waits till both of them will be Malayim and will be a Chibur without Schila, then it will be kosher. But the Chazon Ish wanted Dafka the hole above the water line. So he said, that some sefer wasn't matter.
I don't know how does he work afterwards? Maybe you already emptied out the bar from the bottom.
What?
Side. If you do a Zriya, and it's not only kosher after it's both are full, maybe by the time the second one gets full, you don't have a shear of Meksham.
No, because that the Meksham is below the hole, is 20, 40 saw. That's never going to be empty.
What if the pour on top of the barmoli?
So, she overflow, the both shittas are good. The shittas zriyim, the shittas shaka are in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, I'm sorry, in the Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tshuvach, some cipher. But I'm explaining, Hitainis, Ein Azoch Lema'arvin. Why is that Kasha only on the Chazon Ish? And not on the Shulchan Aruch, and not on the the Chassam Sefer, because in the Chassam Sefer he wrote to put the hole below the water line. So there's a shaka afterwards. And then there's another problem, a practical problem, yeah, in Tzchilim, with maintenance in the mikveh. When you fill up a mikveh, you have to be careful that it should be dry. It shouldn't be shleshi lugn shekadmo. Shleshi lugn shekadmo, the pass of the mikveh. Yeah, this everybody knows, right? And we're mas nizer a fill revius. And bepal mamish, we want it 100% dry. And the mikveh and shoke, you're filling up city water. It's not tachlos to dry it. You're putting in shuvim in the mikveh. You're going to be machshed with a shoke. So we don't have to be careful shleshi lugn. Only when you fill up the barmeg shamim in the tzad. I'm giving a shear now. I'll call you back when I finish the shear. So and so when you have two buyers, there'll be a shock at when I was going shlesh lug. So you have shlesh lug and the mikveh will come possible. And a shock is no problem because it'll be putting in possible water. And it can be a shock, it's gonna be kosher, and it's gonna be kosher the shlesh lug. In buyers riya, if you have the hole below the water line, so if you were careful to dry it out, you have a good zriya. If you didn't dry it out, and the shlesh lug and shekadmo, it's possible, and all the water coming in, it's possible. But once it's going to fill up and it's going to connect, there's going to be a shock and going to make it kosher. So the Chazon Ish, who was asked for the whole of the Zriya be above the water line, he's with good problems. You have to dry out the burr carefully. So I refuse today to build a mikveh with the Zriya, that the whole of the Zriya is above the water. For this thing, I want it to be a chibur because shlesh look in the maintenance of a mikveh is impossible. A mikveh chabad is impossible, should be a problem with shlesh looking, because if there's water left over, the whole of the shok is on the floor. So every water is in the mikveh is mechubur to the paratachta. So there's no problem with shlesh looking, never ever be. Because anything you put in, right away it's mechubur. So the advantage of a mikveh chabad today in maintenance is a huge advantage. And I went to see over 100 mikvahs that I built, and I visited maintenance of more than 100 mikvahs. The biggest problem today is that the rabbi sits in his office and the janitor is the one who changes the mikveh. Yeah? And that's what really happens in every mikveh. And we have a little sheaf from Shulchan Aruch that bothers us a little bit. Kitzel da bislunta. Siv dalit. Mikveh shehi shalev kachav makab lov schar en lam lov kachav in olov. Yeah? So the janitor gets a salary that the mikveh should be clean and it should be perfect and warm and everything perfect. Yeah, he's not to be trusted. Yeah, I already found janitors that emptied the bar atachten, they emptied the bar menatzad, they emptied the bar ashoke, the bar azriya, they did everything you should have a clean mikveh. Yeah. So, to empty out a boira, a zriya, a boira shoke, a boira tachten, it's a big job. Yeah? He's not going to do that on a daily basis. But a boira zriya that you have to dry it out, and you have to have careful, there should be no shleisha lugin left over. I mean, I told the guy that before he has to fill up the mikveh, has to be 100% dry, and then he turns on the faucet and he gets wet again. So these crazy rabbis, they ask me to dry it. I'll tell them I dried it. How's he going to know afterwards? I open the, it was dry, Rabbi, I'm finished. I'm going to believe a guy in Shlesh Shalugin. And that's what really happens on the face of the earth. There's no rabbi, no mashgiach taking care that the boira tevila is dry before zivya. Doesn't exist. And the hechsher boira zriya is in a deep, problematic hole in reality. Because we have shleish lugin shekodmo. So all the rabbanim that build the hole of the boira zriya below the water line, we lost the zriya, the mile of zriya. If you will learn the Rosh, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But we guarantee the mikveh kosher. Because we have a shock at the end. But if we're only relying the water, the whole of the bayis is above the water level, we're running into the problems of Shlai Shalugin. So in Israel, the Rabbanut HaRashit does not allow the goyim to fill and to clean the mikveh. The mikveh ladies, they do maintenance of the mikveh. They are the ones who empty the mikveh. They are the ones who dry it. And they're the ones who fill it. And they're taking care of the maintenance of the mikveh. I would like you to get a American Jewish from lady to do the maintenance of the mikveh in Florida, United States, or Canada. If your wife is willing to come, we'll take her with 7 months, we'll pay her any salary she wants. Yeah, and the Israelis, they got it. It's done. It's not easy. Very few women want to work at the mikveh lady because of the maintenance. But that's the way they solve the problem. So the Israelis are getting very low salaries. Let's say a $3,000 a month salary is a good salary in Israel. I don't know if anybody knows the economy in Israel. Yeah, the cost of living is just like United States. Yeah, but the salaries are in the red. It's mamish. I'm Israel there. It's really a big year. Anyways, I don't want to talk about it. So if you pay somebody $2,000 a month, they'll mop you the floor twice. Especially working only 3 hours a day, they'll do it twice, three times. So underpaid, and such a struggle for Parnassa that you can get people to do it. I have Rosh Hashivas, big Rosh Kollelim, are getting 4,000 a month.
If you have two, if you have a Bar Zriya and that's above the waterline, but the brush, you have a brush like next to it, so you can solve this problem.
I want to talk Bar Zriya L'Sha'atzmo.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Bar Ashoka L'Sha'atzmo.
Yeah. What's...
Yeah. Okay, so this is the problem of Bar Zriya. The solution for Ein Azach L'Ma'arvin... It's not, I don't think the Chazon Ish wrote it. I think after the Chazon Ish, a few Rabbanim wrote it. And they suggested that the pipe of the city water should go down below the hole. So in other words, the city water is coming in to the part of the mikveh that is not Zoychelin, that's below the hole that it overflows. So Mamele, it comes kosher in the lower part of the Bar Zriya, and on the top, it's L'mayla Mashiach Zarchlim. Other Rabbi Achroinim today's Rabbanim, arguing that, so since the water's coming in the bottom, is the whole boat is Mis'arer, and the whole thing is B'schilo. What? Yeah. Some Rabbanim came up with an idea, I will make a big Bar Zriya, half of it empty, we'll fill it up with city water, and that water is not going to go anywhere. And once the Bar Zriya is full, we'll take out a plug, and that will fill up the mikveh, so it became kosher without zeichelin. It's a beautiful theory, nobody built a mikveh like that.
Mikveh gates it, I think.
Yeah, one mikveh around the world.
It's not practical.
What? No, I didn't say it's not practical. You could do it.
You solved the Gemalugan issue, but it's...
But it solves the problem and the Zechel Maharvi. Now let's get into the Hashoka field. The biggest problem with Hashoka, that the Goy did not fill up the mikveh till the neck of Hashoka. Or there are mikvahs that want to be nizer from... Nasan Sa, from Rebbein Yerucham and the Ravid. So they have a stopper on the hole of the Ashoka. So when they empty the mikveh, the Bar Ashoka does not empty. And when you fill the mikveh up again, then they take out the stopper. And they leave it open while they're using. And it happened more than once that the janitor filled the mikveh and forgot to take out the stopper. And the mikveh lady didn't look at it, and the rabbi came the next day and he found the stopper and already it's lonesome by law with Ali Hidur. So my conception, if I build a shaka mikveh, a stopper doesn't exist. I would rather have the chashash of the Raivid that the Beis Yosef passed that it's kosher, and not have a possibility that there was no shaka made. But there's still a problem that the guy filled up, and the guy is not Neman, that the water reached to the hole of the shaka. So I teach the mikveh ladies that before the first lady comes in, she has to check the level of the mikveh that it's above the shaka hole.
Where's the hole usually?
In the wall of the mikveh. I teach them where it is. It's their responsibility to see the mikveh's kosher. And the mikveh is only kosher if the level of the mikveh covered the whole shaka hole. And that American women are willing to do. So this is the reasons, with everything that I explained to you, that I'm going more to Ashoka than to Zriya, because the Chashashas and Ashoka are much more easier to dominate with the public that I have today than the Chashashas of Zriya that are very hard to dominate with the problems with the public that I have today. And the Lubavitch Mikveh, there's also the chashash that to cover it. I had a case that a rav wanted to wash the Bayra Elyon with all kinds of chemicals. But there's the hole to the Bar HaTachton. In Chabad, we don't pass in first night. We pass in should be a tefach.
Where does that come from?
What?
Where does that come from?
From the Tikkun HaMikvah for the Baal HaTanya. He wrote a tefach al tefach. And the Rebbe Rashab, when he wrote the Tikkun HaMikvah, he also wrote to make tefach al tefach. So that's why the holes of the mikveh of a mikveh Chabad is tefach al tefach, and there's a suffix between the Rabbanim. Did the Rebbe mean square round? Now that we got to the mikveh in Rostov that he himself built, that Rabbi Yaakov Lando built with his guidance, and the hole is tefach al tefach square.
You know what his tefach was?
What?
Does he know what his tefach was?
Yeah, he writes 10.5 centimeters. He writes that I'm 63 centimeters. What? Yeah,
square. Yeah, square is a circle.
Same.
So
it's
same. Yeah. What are the chashashas on that mikvah?
So Rav wanted to wash the mikvah with all kind of detergents and all kind of chemicals. So he took two big tiles and he covered the holes. Yeah, to be able to do the chemicals. After that, he dried the mikveh, and he filled up the mikveh, and he forgot to take out the tiles. So it happened, I'm saying, to cover the hole, even you don't make a stopper, and there's no stopper in the mikveh, he found a way how to cover the hole. Yeah, it happened.
He was a rough doing the maintenance.
What?
He was a rough doing the maintenance.
Yeah, but he gave over to the janitor to do it. He only told the janitor what to do. And he told the janitor to take away the tiles, but he didn't do it. And a week later, he found the mikveh, the tiles were still there. So there's no mikveh that is foolproof. There's no such thing as a foolproof mikveh. I've learned stories, I got stories in the emptying out the Bar HaTachton, emptying out the Bar HaZriah, emptying out the Bar HaShokeh. The works, the guy with the janitor, there's nothing. The only thing what can happen that the Rav should really come and check on the janitor. Get the Rav out of his office and get him into the mix. That's the only solution.
Is there a problem if you're standing on the hole by Chabar Mikvah?
So that's why there's two holes. So when they're far away, it's impossible to stand in both at the same time.
Well, is there any
concerns
with
Bar HaTachton? No, there's no concerns. It's a Mishnah. Nobody can argue on it. It's a Lachon Shulchan Aruch. The first one who wrote this mikveh is not the Rebbe Rashab. The first one who mentioned this mikveh is the Taras Maim. Not the Taras Maim, sorry. Taras Yisrael. Taras Yisrael and Simar Eish Aleph. He brings all the modern mikvahs. He brings the Druk mikveh, Taras Yisrael. And he brings the mikvah Gava mikveh. He brings the mikvah Shoki. He brings the mikvah Zriya. He brings
everything.
The Divra Chaim,
the mikveh that Divra Chaim was masakin in his city was a Bar Gabbar. Tikkun mikveh of the Divra Chaim, whoever's going to learn it, is a mikveh from the Baal HaTanya with a shock on the floor.
So why doesn't anybody make it?
That mikveh is made in a well that's freezing, and to get hot water in. It's based on the town. He had a problem. He couldn't use a regular Baal HaTanya mikveh because of the level of the well would change through the seasons of the year. So he wrote a special tshuva mikveh, tikkuni mikveh for his mikveh. If you have the Divra Chaim, I can show you inside.
What does the Velt say over from the Divra Chaim? What does the Velt say over from the Divra Chaim?
They bring another tshuva that's completely this is politics. This is not Shochnar. He's talking, Divra Chaim wrote a tshuva that they made the druk mikveh, the same style as the druk mikveh, instead of having a pipe going down, one going down and one going up, they made a well and they covered it with cement and they took out a pipe and that pipe went to the floor of the mikveh. So the Rechaim says that's a katafras. Yeah, the mikveh Chabad is something else. You dig a deep mikveh, it's one mikveh, and you put a shelf in the middle to tie it on. That's about it. And that's the Mishnah of Uka. And that's not what the Divrei Chaim spoke about.
So why doesn't it all do it if it's so simple?
I don't know. One thing I can tell you. I had in Bariloche, I built a mikveh. So I had a gvir, as far as a gvir. A gvir that donated the mikveh. Yeah? So he asked me for a copy of the plans. So I sent him a copy of the plans that I had for a mikveh Chabad, Baragababar. Yeah, he tells me, give me a month. Yeah. He tells me what he wants. He spoke to his Rabbanim, this is good, but he wants a bar min atzad, shakin tzriya. So I wrote him up a new plan that I made. A bar ashoke, baragababar. A bar zriya, baragababar. And I made the bar atvila, baragababar. Yeah? So we're talking about over 10,000 liters of mekshamim. That's approximately close to 3,000-4,000 gallons. Depending on for Chana, for Chaznish, depending on we talk gallons, talk liters. Yeah? So this shiurim from Heinz Morris. Yeah, I can give a whole shiur just in the shiur of Abayim So. Anyways, mit alle hidurim, and no city water in the mikveh. The bar at Vila is filled up with mekshamim. And we have a machsan, a reserve tank that collects from the roof, 12,000 liters of mekshamim. And we fill up, I filled up the bayra shoke, the bayra zriya, topped with mekshamim, the bayra tachten under the mikveh, the bayra tvila, I filled it up with mekshamim. Yeah, more caution that can't be, right? I came back 3 years later to check the mikveh. 2 years later, I found it busted. What happened? The water evaporated. In the Bar Azri and Bar Ashoke, the water level was 4 inches below the hole. In the Bar Atvila, the water level was 1/4 inch below the hole. So when you tovel, it overflows into the Bar Ashoke and the Bar Azri and it's chilu she'enu chazeres. So even if I have the mikveh full with mekshamim, it's possible. So if I wouldn't have made built a bayra shok and a bayra zriya only Chabad, I would have had a kosher mikveh. And I made a shok and a zriya and I lost the mikveh.
What about the bar advice?
No, it doesn't help with either.
I
even have the bayra alien full of mekshamim. I don't have city water.
It's a whole other problem when you don't have a shocker. You mean it's be
yeah. So I came to conclusion called a moisiv goreya. Best of all, the Rebbe machen exactly how he said and not add. And I told this to Rabbi Marlow. Yeah, he's my student. He got to test the mikvahs by me. And I told the story to him, and I told him, so he went into the city, and he decided that it's going to be careful, watch the mikveh, that it shouldn't come to psul, and it's going to make all the days. So it shouldn't have no politics. I decided that I'm now building a mikveh in Cordoba, we have all the politics there also, and I convinced the Balabatim and the donors that we're not going to make no bar ashoke, no bar zriya, but we're going to fill up the bar atvila with mekshamim. So like this, everybody be happy. And that's the thread that I'm going now for, not to use Mayim Shovim, to use Mekshamim. Today we have technology that the mikveh in the city that I take care of, that the one I built, and I'm in charge of the mikveh, we change the boiler to vila once a year.
Because we have filters, you mean? You could clean the water.
I use or the Megalim filter, or the Canadian filter that's also submersible in the water. But I don't use any filters to take out the water of the mikveh. So the water stays mekshamim. And we treat it with chemicals, and the water stays crystal clear. My mikveh is the cleanest mikveh in the city. Everybody comes to that mikveh, even the communities that say that it's possible. Yeah. Still, I hate everybody there because it's clean and good service. Yeah. So that's what counts today.
So there's no pukpukim on
it. I mean, pukpukim politics, yeah, there are times it's possible. But it's full with mekshamim. The Bara Elyon we table is there, I would say, at least 120 so. Because it's around 5,000 liters. Yeah? So we fill it up mekshamim. We have evaporation on a day, on a weekly basis, daily basis is evaporation. I don't cover the mikveh. We lose approximately 50 liters a week. We put that up with tap water, because the mikveh ladies don't handle the mekshamim, and it's not for our mikveh ladies. Our American ladies will not do that type of work. Yeah, so I have a mishgiach, I have myself, and they come in. Once in 3 months, once in 2 months, and we tap over with mekshamim. When there's too much city water in there, we fill it up with mekshamim again.
Do you lose the rider at any point? Yeah.
No way. Now even the Bara Elyon, the Bara Tevila. Yeah. It's impossible to have a mikveh pure mekshamim because our women are not willing to handle those corks and those things and all this. It's not easy maintenance. To push a button, I'll get them to do it. So when the water is low, I tell them press the button for 30 seconds and the water goes up. Because I have to be careful with Zeres Lamayla Metaburo, if you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so I have to keep the level of the mikveh high. So we keep it on Zeres Lamayla Metaburo. If there's plenty, if I got more than 300, 500 liters of city water, 300 is like 300 gallons of city water, added the Meshach time, I'm going to fill it up with rainwater.
What do you do? Do you do a shock on the water that's coming in from the tap, or there's no
it's a shock. There's a bara tachten, and I don't need a shock because I'm putting it in. There's a long shock. A long shock. It's far away. The faucet is very far away.
And what are you doing shock on?
On karka roy lebloy, on cement.
On cement.
Like all the mikvahs we do.
Yeah.
So this, right now, I invented something new, where I did a lot of mikvahs on that, is bringing up well water to a mikveh without a pump. I have a straight pipe going down the well, I inject air in the well and the water comes up. And we don't use no city water. And if they want to add water to the level, they push a button, and more water comes out of the well.
Because the button just puts the air in.
Puts the air in.
Doesn't the pump work with
that's
the air?
A
pump doesn't either work with the air. Why isn't it a pump?
It's a compressor, regular compressor. You buy in the store.
Because the water's not going to the pump. It's not going to the cleat. It's water's going out by itself. There's the air going in. The water's going by itself. There's no cleat. There's no shiloh. There's no shiloh going into a cleat.
The shear that I gave today is a kitzer of my second chelik of the sefer Mikveh Kalocha. The first chalik of mikvah halacha is all the halachas of Shulchan Aruch of Reish Aleph, added with the chraynim. They say some sefer Nadi Yehuda, all the chraynim added on the order of halachas. What happens is, when you learn Reish Aleph, the halachas are all mixed up. Schila and Shleish Lugin. So I took all the seif from Shleish Lugin, brought them to one place. Mikveh B'yad Akum, one place. Zeichelin to one place. Yeah, Mayan, one place. I took all the halachas in one category in Baram. That's the first chalik. The second chalik is all the modern mikvahs, starting from the Balatanya's mikveh, the Druk mikveh, all these type of mikvahs, Hashok, Zri, Chabad. Then I have a third chalik that is all technical information about a mikveh, how to build a mikveh, how to maintain a mikveh, a lot of technical suggestions. And in the mavoi I have is the connection, the Brais and Torah's Kainim explained. How the connection from the Pasuk of Chumash in Parsha Shmini to all the halachas of the mikvahs that are in the Mishnah. So I think that for your public it would be, it would help out a lot looking into the Sefer. Called Mikvah Kalacha, who sells it in the States, is in Crown Heights, Jewish World, what is it called? Jewish, Judaica. Judaica on Kingston Avenue. He added it.
Okay, Yisrael. Yisrael.